with Kevin.
All right. Listen.
Yeah. Look.
When I first saw the picture from the Webb telescope.
Oh, yeah. NASA. Well done, NASA.
I thought, I'm sure that's super cool. It looks pretty cool. Clearly, I don't know anything about it. I'm sure I don't understand anywhere near as important as it seems to be.
Oh, my God. TV's Frank had a look at it, the guy from MST3K, and he goes, yeah, that's nice, but sure is busy. Less is more, he went on to say. Too many notes.
So every single point of light is a full galaxy.
Yeah, when you really look at it, you can see the spirals. You can see them on their sides.
You can't see any of that.
You can. You look at it.
No, you're ridiculous.
But what's
insane
is, like you're saying, they're 5 billion light years away.
500 billion.
500 billion light years.
I can't even get my head around the number 1 billion. Like,
what does that mean?
I can't get my head around a light year.
Yeah. It's traveling that fast.
Go back and play that clip one more time, because I do believe it's 500 billion, which is...
No, I believe you're right.
What we're seeing is a cluster of galaxies that is 5 billion...
I was wrong. Okay.
I believe you, though.
Light years away.
Wow. All right. I don't have any understanding.
No, we're just...
Space.
This has been A Moment with Kevin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
On Mondays, we take a look at Nextdoor Weekend Update.
Yeah! What have you people been fighting about over the weekend?
Nextdoor is an app that shows people as they are. This is a bizarre one. Someone keeps delivering soup to my house with a note that says, soup for my perfect little soup boy. I appreciate the free food, but I don't even like soup. Please stop this.
We used to send pizzas to people all the time, but I never sent soup. I love that idea.
Soup for my perfect little soup boy.
Yeah. And is it a male that's getting it even?
It'd
be very funny if it was female.
That would be very funny. Here's one, of course, out of Texas. Ted Cruz sign. Where can I get a Ted Cruz sign for my mom's yard? Thanks. The response is, I understand that they have a large supply of Ted Cruz signs down in hell. Go down and get one. You could put up a poll on Nextdoor app.
A poll, okay.
And this is, anyone looking to buy a collection of Beanie Babies? No, and yes. No's are 100%. There's not a single yes.
Yeah, good. Good for you, Pete. Those are good neighbors. They're like, no, not dumping those here.
I'm thankful for all of you. Here's a nice one. Hey there, folks. I'm so thankful for all of you. I love you all. I'm drunk right now.
I was going to say, that sounds a little...
a little drunk-ish?
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, friends. I would like to get the application TikTok. They want to get the application for
it. Are they asking how to do it?
Yes.
Are they wanting to bring it over to their house?
It seems like it would be a lot of fun to make videos with it. My nephew made my Nextdoor application for me, but says he will not make me a TikTok application because I'm too old.
Clearly proving the point.
I did not know there was an age limit. How do I make the application myself? Thank you for your assistance. God bless.
Well, I hope there's some really interesting answers on that. First, you must get head of bat and tail of newt.
Here's another one. Has my driveway been marked by some kind of satanic cult or what?
Let's see the marking.
It's just a couple of arrows.
Yeah.
Really just a couple arrows.
Yep.
Just white arrows.
Yep. But clearly it is of Satan.
I do love that that's the extreme that they jump right to. And then Patrick says, this is why I should never have joined this crap email site.
Because of that?
Sal says, Patrick, first of all, this is not an email site. Get your facts straight or I will sue you.
Blocked.
That's
reported.
The one I love. And this is the strangest one that I saw. It's the back of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a truck bed.
Right.
And a 6-foot-long sub sandwich on it.
That's a big sub. That's a big Twinkie.
And in all caps, Jerrison writes, who left this on my truck? This is not funny. I called the police on you.
Oh.
What do you say to the police?
Right?
Someone left a sandwich in my truck.
Could they be like, oh, delicious. Can we have some? Go ahead and enjoy.
He goes on in all caps. This is a violation of privacy in the First Amendment. If I ever see another sandwich on my property again, I am going to report you to the police.
Wow. So they know Joe here or whatever his name is.
Jerrison.
Gets mighty upset about stuff. And so they're like, what would really set him off.
See, that's the problem.
Sandwiches.
That's the problem with next door is if I knew where this guy lived, I would put sandwiches there at least once a week.
Maybe 50 sandwiches tonight, yes. At least.
So maybe it's good that we're not on it, I would say.
Or next door to him.
I'm KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin Sluggo. Let's talk about the mascot for Nerf.
This is the freakiest thing I've seen in a while.
First of all, frightening.
Yes. It'll scare small children.
But why does Nerf need a mascot?
Well, we all need a mascot. Remember, we had a mascot for a few years until it went off running down the street.
I don't remember that, no.
Oh, maybe I dreamt that.
Yeah, I think you were high. This is a mascot for Nerf.
Yeah.
And it just looks like it's covered in Nerf
like
carpet.
Chopped up Nerf.
Yeah.
I mean, I really want to rub my hand on it, but then that's rubbing your hand on a person's body.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Imagine who has to wear this.
Oh.
And just in time for summer.
Oh.
That's great. It looks nice and cool.
I do not know how anybody gets into any of those costumes.
Posted it on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder, and it just looks awful. And I would like to take calls because you know that mascots take abuse.
Big time.
And mascots for Nerf.
I mean, that's kind of
it's
the point
kids.
Of it. Yeah.
All kids.
You could play in the house was kind of the original. You can be
yes.
as rough and insane as you
right.
want.
Because Nerf is so soft.
Yeah.
So this...
I hope it's a robot in there.
This mascot is going to take nut shots every 5 seconds.
Yes. Nonstop.
Oh, my God. Were you a mascot? And what was that like with kids? 818-955-KLOS.
Or if you were for a team, for the drunken other side, what they had to say and come up behind
or
you.
Or a theme park. You don't have to name the theme park, but whatever. What's it like to be in a mascot outfit with kids around?
At all, ever.
I would want to kick them.
What's
and
the smell like inside?
I love kids, but not in a mascot suit.
No.
I would think they would only run into people like you and me when we were kids.
Yes.
And that's not good for anyone.
No, it is not. No.
So 818-955-KLOS, you were a mascot. How'd that go? 818-955-KLOS. Yeah, but don't start again as a mascot. Don't do that.
Never.
Never, never, never.
No,
we were
no.
talking about the Nerf mascot, which is scary as hell.
Insanely creepy looking.
Creepy and has to scare all the children.
Yep.
And we were talking about being a mascot. You had to be a mascot? Hello?
You were a mascot? What were you?
I was Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
What was that like?
That has to be the worst of the worst, right?
Yes, you just took the words right out of my mouth. So regarding kids, I mean, so Chuck E. Cheese had big shoes, so kids were always looking to stomp on his feet and to walk on his feet. And the hands, you know, your own fingers were inside the gloves, and kids would squeeze those hands as hard as they could.
What a nightmare.
They would punch the 20-pound head that I was wearing. And at the time, you know, I weighed all of 90 pounds. I'm 5'4".
Wow. Wow. How long did you do it?
2 years.
Wow.
2 years. How did you last that long?
I have no idea. I guess I was 18, so, you know, I had a lot of stamina and energy, and I would get tips. So here's the bright side. When I performed at birthday parties and really danced and went all out, I would get tips from parents.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right.
So it wasn't all bad.
Okay. But you got beat up by kids regularly.
Oh, regularly. Yeah. And by adults, too.
Man,
and then I would have to remind them, you know, there's a girl in this suit. And, you know, these guys would be like, oh, sorry, I just punched you.
Oh, yeah. God. My God.
Did you ever curse at anyone?
Under my breath, yes. And okay. They might have caught it a few times because there was a screen under the mouth.
I hope they
and,
did.
And, my niece and nephew showed up a couple times and, you know, stepped on kids and, you know, pretended they were scrambling to get to me, but really, you know, to take it out on the kids that were hurting me.
Nice. So good for them.
Cool.
I like it.
That's awesome.
You've got your own wrecking crew.
Yeah.
You asked how it smelled inside the suit.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we had to spray it out with Lysol. So it smelled like old Lysol and underarms.
Oh.
Wow. That's not good in any way.
But 2 years.
Yeah.
That is
2 years.
Impressive as hell.
Us Chuckies would trade off eye infections and the whole bit.
Oh, my God. You should get some kind of an award for putting up with that for 2 years.
Well, I ended up becoming a teacher, so, you know.
Oh, very good practice. Very good practice.
Exactly. It was.
All right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate
thanks
it.
For calling.
She made it 2 years.
955-KLOS. You were a mascot?
How'd that go? Right now, we're talking about the Nerf mascot, which is scary as hell.
Yeah.
And we're asking the question, you were a mascot?
Yeah, this is Mike in Yorba Linda. Tell you about my mascot at Blizzard Beach in Orlando, Florida. And it's an alligator, Ali the Alligator is a mascot. And people would constantly grab your tail.
Oh.
And spin you around in circles like a Mario Brothers.
Wait, oh, did you have to crawl on all fours?
No, you have legs, and you get to hug kids and growl and all that good stuff.
Did you get punched?
Not too many punches, but yeah, there'd be some bigger kids would grab your tail and just step on it, so you keep trying to walk. It's not like Disneyland where you had a helper with you.
Right.
Right.
You're just on your own.
Wow.
As an alligator.
Wow.
Being abused by children.
How long did you do that?
2 days.
Two days!
That makes sense.
I lasted one day longer than you at my first job bagging groceries. So well done, sir. Thank you for beating that record. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you were a mascot?
I was, yes.
What was it for?
I was at Disneyland.
Okay, and tell us how the children would treat you.
Well, they loved me.
Because you were, who are you?
Let's just say I acted pretty goofy.
Wow, we can't figure that out.
So, how long did you do it?
14 years.
Holy cow. No kidding. And people were nice to you.
Yeah.
Things really are great at Disneyland.
Nothing negative to say about it at all.
Wow, that's amazing. What about the heat? Wasn't it hot in there? How do you put up with the heat inside one of those suits?
Well, I'm a plumber now, and it's worse when I'm in an attic. So it's really not that bad.
Huh. And do you miss doing that? Would you ever do it again?
Yes. I would do it again if they paid me what I make now.
What did you learn? How did you learn? What did you learn that you could pass on to other mascots now?
Enjoy every moment of it. Don't take it for granted.
Wow, you really loved it.
Yeah.
I think your brain melted inside the suit.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You're a big fan of Def Leppard, young Kevin. Did you hear Marcy play the new one today?
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, Take What You Want. It's the new Def Leppard.
All right.
Good stuff, man. I really like it a lot.
I don't know if you saw this story, but last night, just before the flight took off from San Francisco to Florida, there was a guy on a plane behind Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah. What a dickweed this guy was.
And the guy was just aggressively hassling Mike Tyson.
Annoying bastard.
Yes, and he wouldn't stop, and he was just being a dick.
And he got the punch that he deserved, but I think Mike kind of held back a little because he should have sent him flying across the plane.
At one point, it looked like Mike Tyson was punching him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we would get this cleared up on the Heineken 00 hotline and go right to the former champ.
Oh.
Mike Tyson.
Wow.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
We're good.
I'm glad to hear it.
So is what I said correct so far?
It's absolutely correct. This guy was really bothering me, you know, on the plane. He was annoying me. He was, you know, kicking the back of my seat and things. You know how annoying that is on a plane.
Right. I mean, go ahead.
He wouldn't leave me alone. He just kept talking to me in my ear, and I tried to be cordial to the guy, you know, and be friendly, but he just wouldn't let up.
Yeah, he was shouting, "Hey, it's Mike Tyson! It's Mike Tyson!" Oh my God, I wanted to punch him. My only regret is I didn't get to him before you did.
But he's saying, you know, I punched him in the head and all these things.
Right.
I think if I had really wanted to punch him, you know, I probably would have killed him and then eaten him.
He did only have a couple of scrapes on the side of his head.
I was being so gentle with him. It was almost like a hug.
I think you should actually, you know, consume him. However, if we were able to find him, maybe, you know, we could hook you two up. You could go to town. What would you think about that?
I'd love to eat him. That'd be so delicious. I have all of his ears. I'd like to eat his ears.
Yeah, sure.
Eat his face. That would be delicious. Eat his face.
What is the most you've eaten of a person so far?
The whole thing. I've eaten a whole person.
Oh, nice. Oh, congratulations.
Wow.
Wow, nice.
Can you identify that person? Or?
Not anymore. I can't recognize them now. I ate their face off.
Right, you ate their face off. Okay. All right, here's the new feature.
Okay.
One American dollar.
One American dollar.
So I'm going to ask you top 10.
Okay.
And if you get, in this case, I'm going to say three out of the top 10. I'm going to give you five guesses.
Five guesses.
To get three.
To get three. That's pretty generous.
Out of the top 10. It is.
You might lose that $1 bill.
Here's what it's based on, and I'm going to tell you one of the other states.
Okay. I should tell you, I'm horrible at guessing games.
I know, that's
I've only realized since you've been here. I guess I never played
them before. I'm not trying to give away one American dollar. That's the point. I don't want you to get it right.
Come on, man.
So, according to this study, there's a lot of it that has to do with driving and how they treat employees.
Driving and how,
you know, like waiters, waitresses.
Okay.
That
all
kind
right.
of stuff.
Okay.
For example, this one, they run a stop sign 23% more frequently than the average for the country.
Okay.
So that's how they're.
You mean a certain state?
Yes.
Then drivers therein are more likely to blow a stop sign.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All of these.
That's California, I would think.
States in the United States.
Uh huh.
And you get five guesses to get three of the top 10.
Okay.
And of course, I ask you that because I don't think you will.
Probably not. Really, you know, I should. Can I get eyes on that crisp dollar bill? I want to make sure I'm getting paid.
No. No, you
can't. You hear this, ladies and gentlemen?
I didn't think about that before I came in because I was betting
How
on
are you
not winning.
Yeah, well, that's a safe bet.
All right, so top five. I mean, top 10.
Okay.
Rudest states.
Rudest states.
In America.
Yeah. People probably say New York, but I don't agree with that at all. Having lived there.
All right, so you get five guesses.
Five guesses.
And don't start with this, people tend to say New York.
They're wrong.
Yeah, because now you're just looking for a hint.
They can drop dead.
Now you're looking for a hint.
I don't want no hint. I'm just telling you.
All
really,
right.
New York. Well, good for you, people.
No, I'm not saying it is or isn't.
Right. No, that's the wrong answer, though.
You saying, some people are saying New York, but I say no. That's not a guess.
No, I say New York.
Okay, that's right.
You're trying to steal that dollar.
No, I'm not.
It doesn't even exist.
That's one of them. New York is number one.
Okay, well, sure.
Number one.
That's what people say, but I don't agree.
All right. Top 10.
Okay.
Rudest states. Now, you got to get two more with four more guesses.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Two more in the top 10.
Alaska.
Why?
You ever been there?
The F.
You been there?
Would you guess Alaska?
Have you been there?
Yes.
They're rude. When were you in Alaska?
That's
I lived there for a while.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's number five.
Ah, woo!
There's no way.
That's why? Because it's
I thought there's no way he'll get Alaska. He wouldn't even think of Alaska. Like when somebody asks me about America, I always think about the 48th state.
Sure, yeah,
that's
exactly.
All.
The exact opposite would be Hawaii. They're so damn nice, it's crazy.
Oh, man, you got two of them, and you got three more guesses.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, you got two more guesses to get one of the top 10.
Tennessee. No, that's a bad answer. That's a bad guess.
Do you want to guess Tennessee?
No, I think
okay.
I don't know. Now the way you've reacted, now I think maybe Tennessee is good.
This is Sluggo trying to cheat. Rudest states in America. You got New York, and
yeah.
You got freaking Alaska. Shocking.
Mississippi.
What, one more guess.
One more guess.
To get one of the top 10.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Tennessee. I'm going to say Tennessee, which is I'm sure wrong.
Yes,
yeah.
My dollar is safe.
Your non-existent dollar.
My dollar is safe.
What was the...
Number 10 is
Idaho.
Which Sluggo always has to say after that. Number 9 is California.
Yeah, I didn't want to say California.
Number 8 is California because of Los Angeles and San Francisco and the traffic and the a-holery.
I should have said California.
The a-holery and the traffic.
Couldn't. Yeah.
And they were saying because there's so many people in Los Angeles, you sort of have that feeling like you do in the internet where I'll never see this person again.
Right.
So I can be a dick or whatever. And
see, that's friends of mine born and raised here say that's the problem. Is it's all the people from out of state that are asses
Maybe.
And can't drive and total, you know.
Number 8 is Rhode Island.
Because everybody in California is cool, man.
Number 7 is Massachusetts. The only way I thought you would have thought of that is Boston.
Hey, Kat, you listening?
Number 6 is Utah.
Utah.
Number 5 you got is Alaska. Number 4 is Iowa.
Oh, yes. Sure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's something in the water.
Number 3 is Washington. Number 2 is Virginia.
Huh.
Number 1 is New York.
New York.
So you got 2, and I get my dollar.
Yeah, damn. Speaking of summer, it was, as I recall, the extremely hot summer of 1980. This day in rock, July 25th, 1980, when AC/DC released their Back in Black album. I'd been going to a really... G-rated school up until that year, and when the bus driver picked us all up when school started in what, early September, back when it used to, remember when there used to just be 3 months of he was blasting the Back in Black album. He's like, hey kids, get on board, man, have you heard this new album from AC/DC? It kicks ass. I was like, this is a better school. Album started off with this one, Hell's Bells. It's number 5. Gimme 5 today. 5 from Back in Black, 42 years old today. Since it's Gimme 5, it's 5 of the 10 songs from AC/DC's Back in Black album today on KLOS. And we put it to the people. What is your favorite track on that album?
Oh, I'm going to have to say, Have a Drink on Me.
You have come up with the correct answer, sir. Well done.
Excellent.
You know what you win for that?
What's that?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'll make myself a drink.
If you were to ask me, and you didn't, what my favorite track is on Back in Black, the album, which is 42 years old as of today, I would have to say that one right there. Man, I love that song to tiny little pieces, but it's Give Me Five, and we want to know what your favorite track on Back in Black is. Hello?
The title track.
Back in Black. I hate Zay. Who are you?
Scott.
Scott, thanks for calling, man. KLOS, your favorite AC/DC track from Back in Black?
Obviously, title track.
Hey, that's two in a row. I think we got some sort of consensus.
That's absolute.
Were you on board from the right from the get-go when that album was released?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, your favorite track from the Back to the Black, Back to Black album, Back in Black. Jeez, what the
That was great. That was great.
All right, your favorite track on Back in Black.
Oh, man. Dirty Deeds Done Dirty Deeds.
That's not on that album, though, but it's a good song.
Oh, damn it. I thought
you're,
it was.
You're as f***ed up as I am.
It must have been that last hit I had.
I hear a title track from the album we are celebrating the birthday of today. That's why we all have these ridiculous little hats on Gimme 5.
Gimme 5.
And they ain't in no particular order, really, but we started off with Hell's Bells at number 5. We got some requests for Back in Black and Have a Drink on Me, and I'm going to wrap up as the album did with Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. And that is how the album that we are celebrating the 42nd anniversary of on Gimme 5 today ends in no particular order. They're number 1, Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution.
So is this a podcast, or what are you guys doing right now?
No, it's a radio. It's a radio station.
And the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far.
I haven't heard from Robert Stack, so.
Has anyone said first-time caller, first-time listener today?
No, they have not.
All right, well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on. And I want to share a story. I mean,
excellent.
The first week I was on the air at K-Rock. Oh. I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
Good we job, didn't, guys. First of all, we didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there.
Right.
I showed up for work and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. What is it that you think people are thinking when they take something that's not approved for COVID or any hundreds of, like, there's
home remedies?
I guess they just don't trust the medical community?
Yeah, our grandma always had, you know, she'd give me this whatever and
right, that
always
was
made me better.
That was the cure?
Yeah. You know, when I was a little kid, I tried to come up with my own cures for stuff occasionally.
How did that go?
Terribly.
Because you're not a doctor.
Yeah, and I'd try to make stuff and, like, mix stuff together, and it was awful and pointless, and I gave up when I was about 7. That's generally when you
know of that.
Yeah, generally when you quit that sort of thing,
yeah.
You start to go, oh, well, maybe I guess I don't know what I'm doing.
Man inserts eel into rectum from anus in hopes to relieve constipation.
Oh, man. That's not good.
Now, there are...
Wow.
There are medical answers for this issue.
Sure. Plenty of them. Don't involve eels,
don't
generally.
Involve an eel. This man in China inserted a 20-centimeter-long eel into his rectum from his anus.
Now, was he really trying to get rid of something, or was he just having a good old time of some sort?
I don't... That's a great question. At the end of the story, it says that he did sit down on the couch and it slid into his rectum. Like, it wasn't on purpose.
Right.
That was his answer at the end.
Yeah, I don't know. I had an eel. He's hanging out on the couch with me.
Like you do.
Yeah, we were watching some reruns, and all of a sudden, I don't know, what's he doing in there?
What motivated the man to do this is a folk remedy that says eel can help with bowel movement.
Oh, yeah, it can just remove your bowel.
But instead of curing the man's constipation, the eel went from the man's rectum to the colon, bit through it, entering the abdomen.
You don't want stuff biting out.
No!
Biting stuff up in there.
There's ways to stop that.
Yeah,
issue.
There's really nice products that are available on the grocery store for a mere $1.75.
That aren't alive?
Yeah, that usually aren't slithering.
And don't have teeth? He finally went to the hospital.
Oh, man.
After enduring pain on the third day, he was too shy to see a doctor because...
He's hoping the eel would just stop eating him?
I guess.
Maybe it'll stop.
The doctor who gave him the operation said that he could have lost his life in the bacteria in the large intestine may cause by this thing eating through him.
Yeah, not good.
The eel was still alive by the time it was removed during the operation.
That is eel abuse. That's just straight up. The eel's like, I don't want to be in here. What's this?
What?
Oh, wait, this is delicious. But other than that,
he claimed
nice and warm.
The fish slid into his rectum when he accidentally sat on it.
No, I always have eels lying around. They never slide into me.
Is there any excuse that you can make up that would make sense to a medical doctor?
I know. That's what I always
how
think.
How did that get in there?
You know how many ER stories of like, oh, well, I was getting out of the shower and
I
fell on the eel.
Right. Those are ridiculous. No one believes it ever. No. I have an eel and I was laying in bed asleep on my stomach. And my eel,
I got this eel.
ate through my ass.
Man.
What is happening? Listen.
Why even make anything up? I know they always ask, well, what happened? How did this happen? I mean, I would just be like, you really don't want to know. It doesn't matter.
By the way, you do know.
Yes.
You do know. You already know the answer.
Maybe they just want them to say it and see what kind of ridiculous excuses.
If I was in the hospital and I was a nurse or a doctor, I would absolutely ask him what happened.
And be rolling tape.
Yes, for sure. Come on.
Hurry up and get your whatever, and then we can start doing that.
He was sitting down, and the fish slid into his rectum when he accidentally sat on it.
Oh, come on.
So don't listen.
Yeah, don't put eels in.
I know you're tempted to distrust medical advice.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
But they generally have better answers than jamming live animals into your anus.
Are they gonna say go with the eel treatment?
I certainly hope so.
2 for Tuesday, a couple from Dirty Honey on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
My ears are still ringing from that AC/DC Gimme 5. That was awesome. So, what do you want to do now, dude?
We do People Are Dumb.
You got a deal.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Guy brings crack to pal in intensive care unit. Fire ensues.
I think we need to start rating these on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, so, this one's pretty bad.
Yeah, he sounds like he's starting at least a 7 already.
Have you ever been in intensive care?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, man.
I mean, just when
that's the most serious floor.
Oh, yeah. You're in there by yourself. You are hooked up to a ton of machinery.
Bunch of monitors.
All very volatile. Could explode easily. A lot of times, oxygen tanks.
This happened in North Okaloosa Medical Center and, of course, Florida. The man called his friend. He was in intensive care. He called his friend Lee Vern Cook.
Lee Vern!
The 54-year-old brought crack for the patient, which I'm sure is what the doctor ordered.
Hey, wake up. I got some crack for you, buddy.
And lit up a homemade smoking device.
Oh, he's up to a 9 already on a scale of 1 to 10.
In the ICU,
I almost threw out a foul language. I can't believe it.
The patient was on oxygen.
Oh, my, come on.
Which sparked a fire. Which lit his sheets, his gown, and his oxygen mask on fire.
So he's in ICU.
Yes.
He's all messed up. Now he's on fire. That's a 10. That's a solid 10 right there.
How dumb do you have to be to bring crack in a homemade... just buy a pipe.
Buy a pipe for $1.50.
I don't know that it would have helped, but... because there's oxygen everywhere, and maybe if the guy's in intensive care, maybe he shouldn't be doing crack?
Maybe you shouldn't be while you're visiting him. You can do it before you go upstairs.
No. He wasn't doing it himself. He brought it for the patient.
That's nice, though. That is nice.
No, it isn't.
That's very
thoughtful.
Because
the patient lit on fire and had to be transferred to a burn unit.
I hope they took him to a different hospital.
So where are we at now?
That's definitely a 10.
That's a 10.
Pig in the meter.
What if the guy, when the police got there, said, I assume you found my gun? And the police go,
what?
No. And so then they made him find his gun, which he had hidden in the bathroom.
Oh, man.
Now where is it?
It's like, now it's not going out of the red. It's stuck. The needle's stuck in the red.
So that is that's our man right there. That's our People Are Dumb star of the day.
Yeah.
I guess we could call him Lee Vern Cook.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Ooh, we got to talk right now is what I literally just said.
We were having a conversation, and it was quite invigorating.
It was. It was like, oh.
And Sluggo jumped and said, ooh, we got to talk right now.
Song's over. And I was blasting it, too.
Whatever. You were, yeah.
I'm not paying any attention.
We were listening to it. We weren't paying any attention.
No, it's late.
A little bit later on this hour, we have tickets for the LA Kings. They have 4 home games left.
Yeah.
It's the end of the season.
That is really cool.
They're in second place in the division, maybe third, not depending on...
Yeah.
How you look at it. But first, let's talk about, you spend a lot of time in your car in Southern California. Let's
Absolutely,
be honest. You're on the 101, you're on the 405. Every day, you're on the 110, you're on the 91. Blah, 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 blah.
The Californians.
And you're in your car a long time. So my woman.
Yeah. Who rules?
Has what she calls a gum bucket.
A gum bucket.
A gum bucket.
Okay. What does that mean?
You know, the little square... pieces of gum. They come in a little like container.
Square pieces of gum. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So
yeah.
It's a little container. Then once it's empty, is used for gum
that you're done with.
Yeah.
She kindly doesn't spit it out the window.
Right.
I hate that.
But I mock her endlessly because it's a gum bucket. And that's gross. It's gross, right? Now, having said that, my car's a mess. And hers is spotless.
It's like, oh, really? So that's the only receptacle of trash ish in her car. Otherwise, it's very clean.
I mean, I assume she cleans it out more than I do. But is there a system? Is there a trash can for cars? Have you ever
new from Ronco?
Have you ever seen like a little trash
I
bag?
I swear I've seen commercials back in the '70s.
Really?
For them. Yeah, but
that fits behind, say, the passenger seat.
I just want to go back to the gum bucket for a second.
Yeah,
how much gum gets in there before it's thrown away or emptied? And how would one empty such a thing?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
And I don't know the answer. I don't know how you empty it. I would assume you have to throw it away and start again.
I would think. You're not cleaning it out.
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. I just mock.
But otherwise, her car is very clean.
Yes.
Now, would you think my car, knowing me, is
would
really
be a mess.
Clean inside? Yeah.
It'd be a mess.
Yeah. It's not. It's spotless.
You keep it spotless?
No, it's insanely clean.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Son of a bitch.
I know.
I'm the only one that has a dirty car.
No, most of my friends, like our friend Natalie, you can't even sit in the car. There's no place.
Anytime somebody's going to get in my car,
yeah, I said,
hey,
Natalie.
Just give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Because I got to move stuff.
Right. And then I run to my car and I get all the stuff out of the floor.
That's how I was for a very long time. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, it's not because I got another car. One of my cars I just cleaned out one day and I've kept it clean ever since. And that was
our Sluggo is growing up, you guys. That's so sweet.
That's sad.
So
I mean, I just throw stuff away when I get home. I just, you know, make sure it's sitting
there. I mean,
that
makes sense, sure. But you're exhausted. You've been on the road for an hour and a half.
And it's going to take 8 seconds to walk over to the trash can.
Oh, I can't do it.
No, I understand.
But if I had a trash bag of some kind, like one maybe that...
Are you hawking a product?
No, I'm not at all. I'm asking.
Okay.
One that like hangs from the seat... The passenger seat?
That would be nice. Like, if you forget to clean it out, it starts to overflow.
Right, but then it's easy to take and dump.
Right.
Because it's all in one place.
Right.
My system right now is I put it on the floor behind the passenger seat.
Why not just put it on the passenger seat so you remember to throw it away when you get home?
Because then...
you would actually have to do that.
And that's nonsense.
You're playing with your brain. You're like pretending you're going to do something about it.
It is incredibly stupid. Well, you can kind of hide it for a while.
Sure.
If nobody's getting in the back seat.
Well, I think that's a really interesting like look into how you think about things. Well, you can hide it for a while.
If nobody's getting in the back seat,
I love it.
Then they don't notice that there's trash behind the passenger seat.
Yeah. You take a lot of Ubers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
We're going to talk to people about their cars, right?
Well, how do you, 818-955-KLOS. How do you deal with the trash in your car?
Yeah. When do you get rid of it?
Other than the ridiculous idea of actually cleaning it up every time you're done driving.
Have you ever been in an Uber that wasn't clean, though, like had a bunch of trash in it?
I never have.
I mean, that's got to be one of their rules. No. that no, they would keep it clean, so I would too. Think. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, most people, I think, my guess is it's about half and half. Like, half people don't clean it out and it's pretty trash, and the other half are like me and have to have their precious car clean on the inside.
Well, I mean, technically, and this is the first time I'm saying this honestly, I wish I was you. Because
that's it, though.
Because I don't like that my car's a mess.
Right.
And I don't like that panic of, oh, right. You want to come with me? Oh, just a second. I'll be right back.
Right.
I don't love that. Yeah, I mean, I spend a lot of time in my car, and I don't really...
And it's not because I finally got a real car. I mean, my bug was clean. I had a 69 bug that would
break down. All right, stop bragging. It's really annoying me now. Oh, I had... It's not even I had a bad car.
I kept so it. Wonderful!
I kept that clean, because I'm the best. Shut up.
Listen, Gene. That sounded like Gene there, just for that. Sorry, inside joke.
So, gum bucket.
Yeah, gum bucket.
Trash can. Car.
Trash can. Car. What do you do?
Those thoughts.
818. Put them together. Connect them.
955 KLOS. Right now, we're talking about how to keep your car clean. Because as much as I try, I fail.
It's just always, you got to push some junk out of the way before anybody can sit their butts down in
yes,
the car.
Yes, it's always a little embarrassing. Yeah, sure, give me a minute. Yes. And then I hide it further.
Cram it underneath the seat.
Yeah. And then, you know, then it starts smelling like a dead body and something needs to be done. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, that's what you keep the fast food bags for.
Ah,
fast food bag is a good idea, but I don't usually eat fast food in my car.
Oh, well.
Because I live close to fast food restaurants, so I just take it home.
Travel a lot for my job, so I've always got fast food bags.
All right.
And I change them out. I just fill them. I keep one close to the right-hand side of the front of the truck passenger seat, and I throw stuff in there, and when it's full,
there you go.
I throw away and get another one.
I mean, it makes perfect sense. I don't know why I couldn't do that.
Right on, man. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, but I can't. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm calling about keeping the car clean.
Yes, how do you do that?
Real easy. The back of the seats have those little pockets in them.
Mm-hmm.
Keep two or three, either Stater Brothers, Vons, grocery bags, whatever.
Oh.
And just hang it off the gear shift when you get done drinking or eating whatever. Just throw it in there. When you fill your tank up, throw it in the trash of the gas station.
When you fill up your tank, great idea. That's a very good idea. Kevin, we're going to clean up your car.
I'm usually bleeding from the nose when I'm filling up the gas tank. Because I just had to take a loan out on my house.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You keep your car clean? How? How do you keep your car clean? You spend so much time in it in L.A. on the freeways. And it piles up.
The worst is when you're riding around in someone's car that's like that, and you're in the back seat, and all of a sudden you turn a corner, and everything crashes onto you, and it's all over you. I'm like, damn it!
That's my car.
Come on!
So, 818-955-KLOS, hello!
So, what I do is, of course, like the guy said, I go and get a Stater Bros bag, but I hang it on the, you know, you lift up the headrest.
Right.
And trap it with the tubes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is you could just hang it from there.
Yeah, I just hang it there and so forth, and when I go to a gas station and dump it out... But then again, I got kids also, so they're youthful, too. I make them pick up the car.
Ah, there you go.
You make them pick up the car? That seems extreme.
Come on. That's what we have kids for.
That's what you have kids for. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
What's going on? You got trash problems, huh?
Well, we're just talking about keeping the car clean, and no one has called yet. How is there not a car trash can?
No, you know what?
How's that not a thing?
I heard from someone on text, there's tons of them.
There are?
Yeah, there's lots and lots of them out there on the market, apparently.
Huh.
I've never seen them. How about you? Have you seen car trash cans, sir?
Yeah, they're kind of small. They're maybe like 24-ounce size with a little swing door. I seen them at Big Five.
Well, there you go, dude.
Big Five. Why would they be at a sporting event store?
Why aren't they at Small Three?
They fit in your cup holder, I think.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
If you got like Kleenex or a napkin or something little like that.
Gotcha.
Dude, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, man, what's up?
Talking about keeping your car clean.
Yeah, I live in my van, and I use one of those Home Depot orange buckets for my trash can, man.
Okay.
Home Depot orange bucket, like the big kind that you sit or stand on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's living in a van, so absolutely. I had a friend that lived in a converted school bus, and he had basically the same thing, and then dump them in dumpsters behind whatever... stores and stuff.
Yeah, like dumpsters, or like when you go fill up at the gas station, just dump it out, and then you got a whole new brand new trash can.
There you go, Kevin. I want you to get a giant thing to put in your car.
Okay.
Seems big. Do it.
Seems pretty big.
Do it.
Okay. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So, you're talking about how to keep your car clean.
Yes.
The first, I don't eat fast food in my car like you, Kevin. I just don't.
Okay.
I'm a clean car freak, and people go, well, I haven't cleaned my car out for a while.
Well, why are you bringing trash into your car? That's what I don't
understand. Well, because when you go on a trip, when you drive in Los Angeles, your drive is an hour and 10 minutes if you're lucky. So you bring a bottle of water and maybe, you know, a couple candy bars. Maybe a pizza.
I'm on a 3-hour
maybe some cake.
Right now I have a bottle of water.
That's it?
Yes. My work vehicle is cleaner than most personal vehicles. I get a lot of flack at work. They're like, why is your car so
Listen, I would make fun of you too, but secretly I would be very jealous.
I tell people my personal car is so empty, I don't even have floor mats in it, and I'm not kidding. There's
all right.
Nothing in the car.
Now you're just bragging. Get off the phone.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Keep your car clean.
How do you do it?
Is it possible? Look at this. Okay, so I'm pulling up Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm typing in car trash can.
Uh-huh.
And there's hundreds. There's hundreds. Like, there's no end to them.
Well, can you even come up with anything anymore?
There's not an end to how many there are.
An idea for an invention without it existing multiply now.
Some of them have, things that they can hang from seats. I'm on the third page now. And I was like, how come
there's no such thing?
Yeah, it exists, and it's for sale, and that's a cat. 95.5 KLOS.
What are you doing over there? Hey.
Southern California's rock station. We just discovered this story, and I love it so much.
Right.
Clowns.
Oh, yeah.
There's a city somewhere in Minnesota where they started having clown spottings again.
Isn't that weird? That comes and goes. I suppose maybe COVID shut it down for a while. All the clowns were sick and probably taking care of each other, and they weren't able to go out and scare people for no reason. Wandering around dressed as clowns.
I couldn't love it more.
I know a couple of people who, if they were to see clowns out and about, would just absolutely lose their minds. I mean, and it's kind of tempting as a result to kind of go do that.
That's what I think. It looks like a lot of fun. People freak out when you see a clown just like walking across the street. That's insane. So here's what the Facebook page reads from the police in Annandale. Annandale residents, concerns about a clown in the area have been brought to my attention. The Annandale police is aware of this individual, and we will continue to monitor the situation.
Which they don't know who he is, though, or who
In order to
is,
take or... any action about mm-hmm. individuals who are potentially concerning, we need to justify legal basis of terms of alarm or annoyance.
Right.
I don't think they can really do anything
about
this.
No, if you're just wandering around on public property, dressed as a clown, staring at folk, what's there to say?
I don't think they can do anything about it.
No.
This happens every couple of months, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah. It was dead for a while, if it were. And maybe it was down in the sewers. You know, they all float down
there. And then somebody else saw it and thought, oh, that would be really funny. And so I think this is the newscast.
I think we have it.
Yeah. Right officials thing. In a central Minnesota community tonight.
The Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently.
I like the way he says multiple clown sightings
recently.
In a central Minnesota community tonight.
The Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently. And viewer Mary Faber just sent us photos and videos of at least one clown she spotted herself.
Man, I could send people video of clowns that I spotted all the time.
These sightings are getting mixed reaction from residents.
They're not all positive?
Fox 9's Mitty Hicks reports some are pretty nervous about this, while others, not concerned at all.
So would it matter if it was carrying a red, balloon? Would that make it scarier? Or, does it matter?
I honestly don't think you would need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking from the clown's point of view. I don't think you need to do that to scare people.
Very rough for us to think from a clown's point of view.
Just weird. It's not a normal thing you see in a small town.
Katie Daniels is talking about a clown running around in the town of Annandale.
With a mask on.
She says its antics are anything but funny.
Its antics. Did you catch that? That was almost what's-her-face from CNN.
Anything but funny.
For residents like Katie.
You don't know what's going to happen.
They're wondering about the clown's intentions.
When I saw him scare the kids, I was like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah, no, that's not cool. Don't scare the kids. I mean, clowns are supposed to. I've never found clowns entertaining.
I didn't either.
I hated them.
Can you imagine being a clown?
No, that seems like you're, I don't know.
At the circus?
No, oh, that's at a lot of work. And
1 year old parties at home?
Oh, and vomit.
You're sitting out in the car and you're putting on your makeup and you're
sweaty,
sobbing.
You're sobbing.
That's not cool, you know, and he like literally ran right by them and these kids are crying because
no that's not cool. Don't scare the kids, scare the adults.
But
that's hilarious.
Running by the adults is funny.
That's
as hell.
Hilarious.
It's not a normal clown
but
that's not a normal clown. It's not a normal clown.
That's not normal.
Others in this small town of about 3,300 believe the person is out to lighten the mood after a tough year.
I can guarantee you
that's not the case.
No, they get hired if they want to lighten the mood. They don't just wander out into the street.
I haven't heard of anything dangerous happening with him. I think it's just somebody out having a fun time.
It's probably her. She's the clown.
It's her, isn't it?
Yeah. No. The clown's cool, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried
about the clown.
Up the road in Maple Lake.
Okay, hold up.
No,
hold up.
No, is that what
hold
I think
up.
It is?
Yes.
No.
This is now, they're going to interview Queen Clown.
Oh, Queen Clown.
This is the, I guess, mother of all clowns. I don't know.
I hate the way her series ended. You know, it started off really good and then it just sort of petered out.
She is playing a ukulele.
No, I knew
yes,
it.
Yes,
I
she
knew
is.
It.
And oh she wants God. To stand up for her kind.
Another small town is a big player.
If you're happy and you know.
In the professional clown industry.
Oh, man, that song. That song has always angered me deeply.
The professional clown
industry. Rated R.
Can you know when you eat a cookie? Eat it now.
Oh, my God. That's just frightening.
Sounds like porn.
Just that is frightening.
Manuel toured with the Ringling Brothers, the biggest circus in the country.
Men, make a note of it.
Right.
It's the biggest.
This is the most important story she's ever done.
The most important clown.
And I'm right there.
Okay, hold up.
Yeah.
So now they've got a huge picture on the wall of maybe 10,000 clowns.
Ooh.
And she's pointing to one little spot. She's saying, I'm right there.
Sure, you can't see anyone. Do you ever see The Shining, you know?
Real clowns, true clowns, are people who just want to bring joy to other people.
Mm. You know, I'll buy that. I will buy that, 100%. I don't get it. It seems really miserable.
Yeah.
But I believe that...
Maybe that's how you start?
Yeah, but not the ones wandering around on the street, you know?
I love those, though. I want to be one of those.
Pretty clever.
All right. If you were a clown.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have more
if
from Queen
I were.
Clown?
Maybe.
Says clowns get a bad reputation because of bad actors.
Or very serious announcers.
All right, I've heard enough. So, you were a clown.
If, right, yes.
That job of going to someone's birthday party and being a clown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially in Southern California when it's hot.
Hot, yeah.
And your clown makeup is running and the kids are punching you in the junk.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, that's the thing. That's what kids are going to do.
I don't feel like that's a good gig.
No. How did you love it? You must love it. You must have a... Or you're torturing yourself.
I don't think so. I think...
Let's find out.
All right. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You're a clown.
You're a clown.
You are or were a clown. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I know that you're kind of thinking now, Kevin, about dressing up as a clown and wandering the streets and frightening people. But I got to tell you, I'm talking to someone here who says, what did she say exactly? She just said, I want to hunt them and scare the crap out of them. And I know it's more than that. She's going to chase them down, man.
She's going to chase the clowns down?
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm going to ride a scooter. They'll never
you
catch
said
me.
That perfectly happily, like some sort of sick, demented clown. That was beautiful.
Sir, you're a clown?
Yes, I am.
It's another person in a windstorm. Are you?
You are a clown.
Well, I have been in the past.
Okay.
I don't do it anymore.
Why?
But it was a good time.
Was it a good time?
And why did you stop if it was so damn great?
You know, I think at some point the kids start getting a little aggressive and start making...
That's what I would think.
I would think that would happen from day one, that the kids would be abusive.
They're kind of out to get you, aren't they, sort of?
Well, yeah, you start making them the balloon animals, and then they start wanting weapons out of them, and then, you know, it turns to chaos.
Right on. Well, I'm sorry you've given up clowndom, but thanks for calling in. Hi, KLOS, are you a clown? Or someone you love, a clown?
No.
Mm. No?
But the word I got to say is John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And I know someone who used to collect his artwork.
That's more than a word.
Yeah. Yeah, you cheated on that. Hey.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, am I 13?
I don't know. When were you born? Hey, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Are you a clown?
Hi.
Another person on Windstar.
My name is Shirley, and I used to be a clown, and I just wanted to call in.
Yes, please.
Okay, you used to be a clown. Was it ever fun?
It was always fun.
Real? Do you know how to play the ukulele?
Please say yes.
No, I do not.
Okay. What kind of clown were you?
I was a birthday clown for parties and grand opening.
And the kids were never abusive or anything?
No, as a matter of fact, they were mostly scared.
That's what you want out of your clowns. We have 1 second of nonstop rock coming up for $7,500.
What? $7,500.
$500.
Damn. Yes. And the latest from Cheap Trick, light up the fire.
August 25th, it's KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
You truly need to be there with us after the park closes.
Everybody else will be out. It'll be only KLOS listeners.
Yeah.
And you'll get the run of the park.
Do as you please.
Do as you please.
For a few hours.
We'll take caller 13, 818-955, KLOS. Caller 13, you get a 4-pack of tickets. Call now. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Francisco. There he is.
Francisco, would you do me a favor?
Yes, of course.
Would you look into the camera and tell everybody that you just won?
No freaking way.
Really? You won't tell that to the kids at home? You won't look in the camera and tell everybody?
I just won. Oh my gosh, no way. Dude, I've been trying so hard to get these tickets, man.
Nice. Well, you got it. 4-pack of tickets. KLOS's Summer Invasion at Disney Adventure Park on August 25th. Meet us there, man.
Hell yeah, man. Dude, I love listening to you guys every single day. Right now I'm at work, and man, I just so happen to hear you guys. And
nice. Where do you work?
Damn. Amazon.
And this lovely weather. That's fun.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad we made it a little better. Give you these tickets, man. You got 3 friends to take with you.
Yeah, I don't know who to take.
With that new one, it brings the total of Def Leppard songs that I really, really like up to something I can't count that high. That's crazy. Take what you want. We have tickets for you. Take them if you want. You know, the 4-pack of tickets into the Disney California Adventure. It's going to be happening after the park closes at 9 p.m. So you and 3 of your closest enemies can get in. We'll give you a chance to win those very soon. You were thinking now, huh? Very soon. Not right now, but very soon.
It's KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Well, that sounds exciting, Kevin. When is this actually happening?
It's happening August 25th.
What?
Thanks for asking.
Well, I'll be damned. How do the kids get in, Brayton?
The kids can get in by being caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
Coming up next on the Mighty KHJ, another 40 minutes of nonstop hits.
Tom Likas. Flash Friday.
We are looking for a winner. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing over there on the other side of the room with your phone? Listening to Blue Oyster Cult on KLOS. What are you doing, man?
I'm on a computer right now.
Are you trying to win Disney tickets?
Sure.
Well, good, because you're caller 13.
All right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister Baba Booey. So what do we got now?
We have a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th right now.
Yeah, we were thinking right this second. If you're not terribly busy, be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS, and you get...
A 4-pack of
what?
Tickets.
What?
4 tickets.
Dang!
It's too many. We've lost our mind.
It's 95.5 KLOS. It's Southern California's rock station, and I know this is kind of a personal question, but what's your name?
This is Steve Bustos.
Steve, did anyone tell you needed to know all 5 songs on the Gimme 5 today in order to win tickets to Disney's California Adventure Park?
That I did not know.
Oh, yeah, but if they had told you that, they would have been lying.
Huh.
You don't need to know
Awesome.
You just need to be caller 13, but guess what, dude? Bad news, yeah. I'm afraid.
What's that?
You're caller 13.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So you win.
Thank you, man.
Bad Religion was the first band to plug in at a certain acoustic Christmas show that used to happen every year here in L.A. And then this day in rock in 1965, Bob Dylan plugged in for an electric set at the Newport Folk Festival. First time anyone had ever played electrically. And boy, was everyone upset. Rock and roll got a nice hard kick in the ass on this day in rock in 1980 as AC/DC released the Back in Black album, which we're going to play a bunch of. starting in just a little while on Gimme Five today. Five songs from Back in Black. Which one do you think is the best? It's the 42nd anniversary of AC/DC's Back in Black album, released on this day in rock in 1980. Going to celebrate it by playing five of them, five of the 10 on Gimme Five at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Be ready to call in and say, hey, you know what the best one is on that album? I'll tell you.